Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, February the 11th. And I'm on, I think, my sixth cup of coffee this morning. How about you? We will talk about where you go to get a great cup of coffee in Wisconsin and surrounding states during this hour. Where is your favorite coffee house? After we talk about the need for financial support for your favorite radio station. And joining me is Cheryl Gasser, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, who, if I remember correctly, Cheryl, you do not drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee, but I absolutely love the smell of coffee, and I'm thrilled every time my husband makes a pot, and I love it here at the office. So even though I don't drink it, I still love it, and it's wonderful. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who are tea people like me, but still appreciate a good whiff of a scent of coffee. The number to call in support of Wisconsin Public Radio this hour, 800-383-9772. And we have a special thank you gift this hour that has a lot to do with coffee.
That's right. It does. And we have a limited number of Wisconsin Public Radio mugs and a special breakfast blend, Wisconsin Public Radio breakfast blend of coffee for you to enjoy every morning as you get up and listen to Wisconsin Public Radio and show your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. For your contribution, your pledge this morning of $75 a year or more, and these two mugs and a bag of coffee is our way of saying thanks for your support. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. And Cheryl, I'm going to say it right here. We have about 120 mugs left. Now, that sounds like a lot, but I want to try to give away as many of those mugs during this hour. Maybe we can wipe out the supply of mugs and coffee this hour. What do you say?
That would be great. And you can help by picking up the phone and picking up a couple mugs for Wisconsin Public Radio, a 12-ounce bag of breakfast blend coffee at 800-383-9772. You can pledge online at WPR.org. And this coffee joy, it's a 12-ounce bag from Just Coffee here in Madison. It's locally roasted. And it says it's bright, bold, and a little nutty, which I thought might be a little bit of a commentary on the Ideas Network. We're bright, we're bold, and a little nutty at times. But it's a blend of light and dark roasted, fair trade, organic, shade-grown coffee. It comes from Bolivia and the Dominican Republic. And we'll be happy to send you a 12-ounce bag along with two Wisconsin Public Radio mugs, limited supply, as Joy said, for a pledge of $75 a year or more. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
If that $75 pledge works well in your budget, we welcome you to call in a pledge at that level. But you get to decide how much to support Wisconsin Public Radio, be it $75 or more. $10 a month contribution is the average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, $120 pledge a year. You will not only get the mugs and coffee at that level, but we'll also send you the member benefit card, which I believe there are a number of coffee houses around the state or places,
sure,
restaurants that serve great coffee, included in the benefits here. 2-for-1 entrees at 238 restaurants. And I know I've seen some coffee places listed in the participating restaurants for a pledge of $10 a month or more. 1-800-383-9772 in Madison. Oh, we don't want to do a Madison. We just want to say 1-800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772. That's the number. Wisconsin public listeners, radio listeners, make our work worthwhile. The work we do here with the talk programming, the news, the music, everything that we bring to you. And Wisconsin public radio contributors make our work possible. 1/3 of our budget comes from listeners just like you. Won't you join them if you're not a member? If you are, thank you so very much. And this hour, again, why not consider a $10 a month pledge? $10 a month would get you the member benefit card, as well as two Wisconsin Public Radio coffee mugs, a bag of Wisconsin Public Radio breakfast blend coffee. Start your day and ours outright with a pledge of support. WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Yeah. Don't want to overwhelm you with numbers, but besides the attempt to give away all of the coffee mugs this hour, we would also like to raise, we need to, in order to stay on track during this pledge drive, $9,000. That's the goal for this hour. Every hour has a goal, and we need to meet these goals to stay on track, because a certain amount of money is needed from listener support every year to help fund the programs that you value, that you count on day after day. A third of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from listener support, your contributions. You can make your contribution by calling 1-800-383-9772 or go online, WPR.org, and pledge whatever amount is comfortable to you, be it $75 or $7,500.
1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. Many employers will actually match your charitable donation, so make your pledge today and then go check with your HR department and see if they will double, and some employers actually will double your pledge, so it's worth three times as much. But again, whatever the amount is comfortable for you, we ask you to go to the phone, go to your computer, and make that pledge now. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Yeah. You know, Cheryl, I'm a political junkie, and I do look around for lots of information on the internet and in newspapers and magazines and on television. I watch a lot of the political cable channels to get the very latest in the race for president. But I also love listening to Wisconsin Public Radio when I'm not actually hosting the programs with the various political analysts and talk about politics. I love listening to Kathleen Dunn and to Talk of the Nation and to Ben Marin's to keep up to date on what's going on. If you do the same thing, and I'll bet you do. If you're a follower of current events and political affairs, you probably listen to more than one public radio program. How much is that worth to you? Is that worth about the amount you'd pay for, say, cable television? That's, what do you pay, 60 bucks a month?
70
bucks a month. Well, we're not asking you for 60 or 70 bucks a month, though we certainly invite you to pledge that amount. We invite you to pledge whatever works for you and your budget at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
This is your chance to support the programs that you enjoy, to give a pat on the back to Joy and to Leo Durand and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson. It really is a team effort, and you're part of that team, whether you're a listener or a listener contributor. But we're asking you now during this winter membership drive to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you aren't already, maybe it's time to renew your membership. We'd love to hear from you right now. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And we would want to hear from you now.
And I'm happy to report that so far this hour, 10 mugs have gone to listeners who made contributions of $75 or more. And I think that means 5 bags of coffee. Mm-hmm. So, because we're giving away as our thank you during this hour, as we prepare to talk about the best coffee houses in the state of Wisconsin, 1 bag of a special Wisconsin Public Radio breakfast blend. It's a blend put together for us by Just Coffee in Madison, a bag of coffee and 2 Wisconsin Public Radio mugs as our thank you for a pledge of $75 a year or more at 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge online too at WPR.org.
We're giving you a chance this hour to combine your passions. You love coffee, mm-hmm. You love Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can get both and support Wisconsin Public Radio at the same time with a pledge. $75 a year or more. We'll be happy to send you 2 mugs. Again, trying to get rid of as many as we can this hour to give them away to wonderful listeners just like you. 2 mugs and a bag of coffee from Just Coffee, a WPR Breakfast Blend, yours for a pledge of $75 or more per year to 800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org.
Cheryl, thank you very much. We will talk to you in just a bit. And I'd like to also thank Dorothy and Eau Claire, who says that she called in a pledge because she listens to Wisconsin Public Radio all day long. It keeps her company and keeps her informed. Thank you so much, Dorothy, for calling in your pledge. And thanks to Marla in Madison, who says she finds the news to be in-depth and the talk shows to be of high quality. And she also enjoys the classical music. So, Marla, thank you so much for pledging your support during this morning, during this hour. You can be the next person to pledge. You can be the next person to pick up a couple of Wisconsin Public Radio coffee mugs and the bag of Wisconsin Public Radio Breakfast Blend coffee for your pledge of $75. That is $75 a year to 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 18 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, February the 11th, and talking for the next half an hour or so with Jeff Hagen, who wrote a book about coffee houses. His latest book, Brewed Awakenings, an illustrated journey to coffee houses in Wisconsin and beyond. And he got some tips from you when he was writing this book about places that you recommended. And we will see this hour if your suggestions made it in the book. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. That's our toll-free number from wherever you're listening. Looking for your very favorite place to get a cup of coffee in the state of Wisconsin or beyond in neighboring states. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Jeff Hagen is a painter and a writer. He is the author of several books, including Hiawatha Passing, Fry Me to the Moon, an illustrated journey to Wisconsin's famous Friday Night Fish Fry and beyond, and his latest book, Brewed Awakenings, an illustrated journey to coffee houses in Wisconsin and beyond. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm great, and I was happy to see the fruits of your labor, the Brewed Awakenings book, which came out last year sometime, and it was fun to read that you did indeed try to check out some of the places recommended by Wisconsin Public Radio listeners.
I did. I had some great leads.
Yeah, you went to, what, dozens and dozens of places?
I went to over 150 coffee houses.
And did any specifically that you recall if a Wisconsin Public Radio tip led you to a place you might not have gone otherwise?
Well, oh, yeah. There actually, when I was on your program and I was on Larry's show several years ago, I received almost 100 tips off of the air, and some of them were when we were broadcasting, and some of them came in later on off the email account, and I really got a great amount of leads from you people.
That's great, and I did notice a list at the end of the book of some maybe notable mentions that you weren't able to get to because there were just too many suggestions.
Yeah, so much coffee, so little time.
So, I don't know. Generally, what makes a coffee house a great coffee house?
You know, what I found was a lot of it is atmosphere. I don't claim to be a food critic, and I basically put myself in the role of illustrator of the people. I followed people's choices, went out to the places, and what I found that I really enjoyed was the intrinsic values of these places, the atmosphere, the friendliness, sort of a warm, cozy ambiance, and that was the main things that made it a really good coffee shop.
Yeah, and it didn't matter whether the coffee was a 10-star coffee.
No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. I think it. What I found was human values that were deeper than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, this is though something that has really grown in leaps and bounds in recent years. The number of coffee houses that have cropped up, right?
Yes, in the smallest of towns, I I found a little town that had 1,100 people that had a great coffee shop.
Where was that?
Rochester, Wisconsin.
Rochester, Wisconsin?
No.
Where's Rochester, well, Wisconsin?
I took the same reaction. Excuse me. I'm fighting a cold.
And I want to apologize to anybody who lives in Rochester. I know where Rochester, Minnesota is. But
it's a nice little town. I of course, like you, I was familiar with Rochester, Minnesota and Rochester, New York. And I had to use my little gazetteer map to find it. But it's a little community southwest of Milwaukee. Very nice people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have, you have places that represent almost the entire state of Wisconsin here. Maybe a little gap in east central Wisconsin. What's wrong there?
I tried to spread it out geographically, and I really was following people's suggestions. It became people's choice, and it took me 3.5 years. And then, of course, as I went to these different coffee houses and checked them out, I would ask them about places, too, that they knew in the state, so I got leads off from them, secondary leads.
Yeah, I saw one of my favorites, and it's... here in Madison's Steep and Brew on State Street. Mm-hmm. You list that in the book, and they've been there for a long time. Are they one of the first?
Yes, they're one of the oldest ones. Mm-hmm. And I think he actually told me, the owner told me that when they opened on State Street years ago, they sort of had to educate the public what a coffee house was.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that was that the coffee house was open later than just breakfast. He talked about that he and his wife, they were open until I think 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, and people would walk down State Street, and they wouldn't realize, people would look in the window, they wouldn't really realize what it was. So he and his wife actually put a little table up in the front window with two chairs and were drinking coffee during the evening, just to let people know that it was open, it was a friendly place to go, and that started their business going at night.
And coffee in Wisconsin have a long relationship. You reminded me in the book that Stoughton, Wisconsin, is the birthplace of the coffee break.
It is indeed.
And how did that come about?
Well, back in the late 1800s, Stoughton. It was a big manufacturer of wagon wheels, and also it was a big part of the tobacco marketing in Wisconsin. And there was one particular year where all the manpower in the community was put into those two industries, and they needed extra people to work at one of the businesses or one of the manufacturers in town. And one of the owners decided, we don't have any other men to go in here, so we're going to have to go. And this is the late 1800s. We're going to have to ask, see if it's possible if some of the women would work in manufacturing. So they went to some local women, and they were Norwegian immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, they lived on a street called Coffee Street.
Is that right?
Which is still down there.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, that should be right there. It should be a giveaway. But they asked them, they said, would you help us out, and we'll hire you to work down at the plant? And the women got together and came back to him, and they said, we'll do this with one condition. We want to be able to, in the morning, we want to be able to go home and get lunch ready and other things, and we want to have coffee. And so it was born, yeah. And they actually have a festival down there. I'm sure many of your listeners know about this. It's called Coffee Break Days.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's a weekend in August that they do this. But that's the origin of the coffee break.
Yeah, and while they went home to get some chores done and have a coffee break, now we want to be able to go to a nice, cozy, warm coffee house to drink our coffee.
Well, we do. It's funny because I do a lot of my own work in coffee houses. I like to get out of my studio. I like to have I like to get into that ambiance that I described earlier in our talk here. And I think there's a book out called The Third Place, and it's very interesting because it talks about the need that we humans have in our day-to-day grind, no pun intended, between home and business, and so a lot of people after work will stop at a coffee shop to unwind and have a neutral place before they go home. And of course, it's a lot healthier than stopping at a bar. Things kind of go downhill after that.
That's right. It's maybe a better to have it load up on a little caffeine than something else.
Yes.
We have some callers online, okay. And I want to invite others to join us with your favorite coffee house in Wisconsin or neighboring states. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Talking with Jeff Hagen, who is the author of Brewed Awakenings, An Illustrated Journey to Coffee Houses in Wisconsin and Beyond. Jeff was with us before he published this book or wrote this book and got a lot of suggestions from you. He checked out many of them, and you can find out if your favorite place made it in the book or not, or just let us know where you like to go to get your coffee and why that is. We are, by the way, also looking for your support during this hour of the Winter Pledge Drive with a special thank you gift going on as we talk about coffee. We are giving away as a thank you gift for a $75 pledge or more a bag of coffee, a Wisconsin Public Radio special breakfast blend of coffee put together for us by Just Coffee in Madison, and two Wisconsin Public Radio mugs. So two mugs and a bag of Wisconsin Public Radio blend coffee, yours for a $75 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. $75 or more. You can pledge more than $75. The $120 level will also get you that member benefit card, and you can visit some restaurants and coffee houses around the state of Wisconsin and enjoy two-for-one benefits at those restaurants with the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. A $75 pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you the Wisconsin Public Radio coffee blend and two Wisconsin Public Radio mugs. To the phones we go, and Mitch in Bayfield is with us first. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Boy, this is just a great show. I'm one of your regular listeners.
Well, thanks, Mitch.
And I've actually looked at your his book that he has written at one of my favorite bookstores up in Bayfield, Wisconsin.
Good.
He probably knows what it is, what goes around.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've been coming up here regularly. We have a getaway home, and I just quit teaching this last year. Everything fell into place, and I have one of my favorite shops right up here in Bayfield that I'm actually sitting at and drinking a cup of my favorite Highlander grog. It's Bayfield County Coffee. Have you ever been there?
It's in Bayfield proper, or is it out? Is it near Washburn?
No, it's not near Washburn. It's in Bayfield proper, right down by the Chamber of Commerce.
No, I haven't been to that one.
Oh, okay.
Bayfield County Coffee and Mitch.
Company.
Oh, company. I'm sorry.
And the interesting story is, I've been coming up here for years, and my first introduction to Bayfield was when I came up in '74, helping Jerry Phillips move up here. He owns the Rittenhouse Inn.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've been coming up here about 10 years, and we have a little getaway house we built 6 years ago. And it was a great coffee shop that opened in 2002, Bayfield County Coffee, and I've been going there. And I just happened to be there in May, and one of the owners said they were looking to sell it. And I liked it so much, I bought it.
Well,
how's that for
an
interesting story?
That is. That's excellent. So as a visitor and somebody who liked the coffee there, ended up being the owner of the coffee shop.
Right. It was like I tell people, I used to be on your side of the counter. Now I'm on the other side. They all laugh.
Yeah. Well, it's a great story, Mitch. Thank you very much for sharing it.
Well, enjoy your show and keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling and for the kudos. There are a number of places in northwestern Wisconsin that you visited, Jeff. You want to highlight a couple?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a really nice area. There's one in Ashland called the Black Cat. Mm-hmm. That's a great place. And then there's a little town that's north of Bayfield a little bit. It's called Cornucopia, and it's the northernmost town in the state of Wisconsin. And they've got a coffee shop there called Siskiyou Bay Coffee, Tea, and Curiosities, and it's a great place. Duluth, I went over to Duluth, and there's a place called Beaner's that is a great place that also has tremendous entertainment. Real strong musical venue there. I think they have over 100 acts a year that do live performances there.
Yeah, and I see here Bert and Francie's Cafe in Bayfield, so right on Rittenhouse Avenue.
Yeah, and then down Hurley has a nice one, Hurley Coffee Shop. It's got some great places up there.
Well, we're going to move from the Bayfield area to Milwaukee, and Boyd in Milwaukee joins us. Good morning, Boyd.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Just first off, I got a second, Mitch. Yeah, this is just a great show, and, it's great that, you know, it's nice that you mix it up, and it's not always politics, just something about Coffee House. I think it's wonderful. I first have to say, Jeff, in your book, it's ironic. I don't know if you knew this, but there used to be a Coffee House in Milwaukee called Brood Awakenings. Are you aware of that?
I am. Somebody told me about that. And when I let me just touch on that, too. There are so many clever names for coffee houses. When I went on the Internet and looked up some of the places in Wisconsin, that came up. And it was kind of a coincidental thing. I think Altura or somebody bought them out. They changed a name on it.
Yes, they did. They're actually called the Anodyne Coffee House, and they just opened up one not too long ago in the Bayview area of Milwaukee, which is, you know, more on the south side. I don't think Altura, though, bought them out, though. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the former owner of Brood Awakenings, Adam, I think he moved to the Twin Cities, and now he's living in Chicago. Okay. But, yeah, they were bought out by another person. But I do like the Anodyne House. I think that's up there, as well as just quickly another one, the Hi-Fi Cafe. Both of them, when you mentioned the atmosphere, both of them is wonderful. The Hi-Fi Cafe is also in Bayview. And then, yeah, finally, the Altura chain. All the Altura coffee houses you go to, it's like, you know, they're not generic. I mean, they each have their own little charm. In particular, I really like the one that's in the area of Milwaukee, the Third Ward. And then there's one that's called Altura down by the lake, where they converted like this old water pump house.
I'm looking at that in the book right now, Altura on the lake. Well, thank you. Boyd, you gave us a lot of them there. You want to talk a little bit about Altura on the lake, Jeff?
Altura is like the mothership of coffee houses in Wisconsin. And I found this out actually from some of the small coffee shop owners around the state that use Altura as their distributor. And I love the one down by the lake. It's not that the other ones are good too, but the one on the lake is a one of a kind. It's an old pumping station. And it's, particularly if you go there in warm weather or in the springtime, they've got these little umbrella tables out around it, and it's just a beautiful place. I think I called it. I said in Cream City, it's the cat's meow.
Like that one too. Thanks a lot, Boyd. Nancy in Evansville. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is a wonderful show. I just wanted to let you all know about a small coffee shop in Evansville, Wisconsin, called Real Coffee. It's right in the downtown area, and it's a wonderful little coffee house, and it's really made a difference in our downtown. And people, young and old, love to go there. So if you ever get a chance to come about a half an hour from Madison, it's a great coffee house.
Before you go, it's in the book. It's a good,
is
nice
it?
Little.
Oh, yeah. That's so exciting!
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you
wonderful.
Made the cut, Nancy. All right.
Oh, great! Thank you.
Tell us about Real Coffee, Jeff.
Well, you know the neat thing about it is it represents what a lot of the coffee shops are in small towns and cities. They've taken an old building and given it a new life. And in this case, it used to be the post office. And it's just a small, front. It's a small building. But you go into it, and it's got a wood floor, and you can see in the floor there's a groove that's been worn that winds up to the counter where people stood in line to get their mail.
Very cool. Nancy, thanks a lot for the call. I notice a couple of places in here actually are they have chocolate in their name. They're like chocolate houses or chocolate stores, but apparently, for instance, Legacy Chocolates in Menominee serves a good cup of coffee too, huh?
Oh, yeah. So one of the places I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Save the Earth, it's the only planet with chocolate." And there was a number of them that... there was a beautiful little place out in Mount Horeb that has chocolate. And I think probably what, you know, I'm no expert on the merchandisingness, but I think a lot of the people that run the coffee shops have also realized that chocolate is a big thing, too.
Yeah. Let's go to David in Boulder Junction next. Hi, David.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm enjoying the show, and I had a question for your guest. Aside from a wonderful cup of coffee, I'm interested in knowing what he believes are the other maybe four or five key ingredients to having a wonderful coffee house.
You know, what I have found is, you know, it gets back to, you know, service and, you know, real personal interaction between the people who run or operate the shop and the people who are their customers. I didn't put any franchise coffee shops in this, and that's not to say that they're not friendly. But what I did find is, to me, this is a throwback to the Ma and Pa establishments of long ago on Main Street, that a big part of what they're serving up is not just the product, it's the genuine friendliness and concern. And that played real big in my heart in choosing which ones got into the book and which didn't.
Yeah, thanks, David. Doc in Sand Creek, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to mention, taking you back up north again, the Mission Coffee House in Madeline, or on Madeline Island. I particularly like the place. She has a nice assortment of cheeses, too, stuff that I can't find anywhere else, and a sort of sausage called Trinco sausage that's made somewhere around there. But, yeah, I'm the guy. I come in for the iced lemon seed poppy cake and such, you know, poppy seed cake. The food items bring me, not that I really need them, but when it all comes together, it really creates that, the personal entity of the thing. It makes it more of a living, breathing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Doc. Did you make it to Madeline Island, Jeff?
Not for coffee, but I've had Trinco's. There's somebody who is just west of Ashland, and maybe your listeners can lend in on this, too, who makes Trinco's. I mean, maybe it's the Trinco family, I don't know, but I've had Trinco's when I went through Washburn, and I have a little log cabin up on Lake Superior, and a lot of times when I stop to get groceries, I usually get a Trinco.
Mm. Thanks, Doc. Maureen in Burlington, hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was laughing on my way through Rochester when you guys said you didn't know where Rochester was. It's kind of between Burlington and Waterford.
Okay.
But in Waterford, there's a little coffee shop called Java Joe's that I reward myself on my way to work if I've left early enough. And it's a really nice hometown kind of atmosphere right off of Highway 36 and 83.
What's the name of it again?
Java Joe's.
Okay.
I heard you mention something about a Beaners,
yep.
And there's a chain called Beaners that had to change their name because there was concern about it having an ethnic slur.
Well, there is Beaners Central in Duluth is.
That's a one of a kind,
yeah.
And it's actually a again it's a big music venue, and it's coffee, but then in the evening they have. They have various groups coming. It's a really nice place. But I want to emphasize, it's not part of a chain in that case. That was a one-of-a-kind.
Mm-hmm. I thought you did have a place in Burlington where Maureen is from. It wasn't Java Joe's, but it was the Daily Brew.
Daily. Oh, that's a great place, yeah. It's right on the corner, and it's a wonderful place. That really fits the definition of a community watering hole. Excuse me a minute. It's people hang out there, and they've got a loyal customer base. And I remember, it's ironic, because the year that I went in, it was 2 years ago, I believe, this month, and it was coming up on Valentine's Day, and they had asked their customers to bring in photos of their, you know, of their Valentine, of their love. And basically what you had is you had these pictures, these wedding photos from people of all ages, on the wall that, you know, some people were 75, some people were 25, and it was such a neat thing. You know, they had this Valentine's theme, but it was focusing on the people who frequented the coffee house, and I thought it was really touching.
Try to get one or two more calls in before we're done. Kyle in Lake Geneva, hi.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to ask your guest a real quick question and make a comment. The first is, what does he think about the big chains like Starbucks? You know, some people think they sort of ruin the experience of coffee, and some people like it because it's almost, you're never really very far from Starbucks. And my second comment is, I grew up in the small town of Delavan, Wisconsin, the circus capital, and they converted the old bank from the 1800s into a place called Steamer's Sip and Ship, and it's kind of like a FedEx. You can go there and mail packages, but it's a coffee shop. And, you know, I think coffee goes with anything. That's the best part. You can just pair it up with something random, like shipping a package. It creates a warm atmosphere.
Steamers, Sip, and Ship. I like it. Kyle, thanks very much. Any comment on the big chains like Starbucks and what they've done or taken away from the coffee house experience, Jeff Hagan?
Well, I'll just tell you what I learned from the coffee shop owners. At first, you know, when I first went into this, I found, you know, a lot of the small independents called Starbucks Black Star, like it was the evil empire.
Mm-hmm.
And but one of them actually told me, this one was actually over in Iowa. I was talking to a coffee shop owner, and he said, "You know, Jeff, I got to tell you, you know, we don't like Starbucks because of the big corporate thing, and because we don't like their flavor. They felt that Starbucks burned their coffee, or it was just too dark. But they said, but in a way." We owe them something, and that is they are at the cutting edge of the industry. If they come out with a drink, for instance, some kind of a mocha or a latte, you know, as they do these new seasonal drinks and so forth, and they sell it for, you end up spending about $9 mm-hmm. on the thing with a scone or whatever. And this owner said, you know what, in a way, we're indebted to them because as soon as they bring that drink out and it becomes popular, our customers come and say, hey, can you fix that? Can you make something like that? And we do, and consequently, we match the price or whatever. But he says, in a way, it's kind of leading the industry along, and that benefits us too, even as a small independent.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you just leave us with, I don't know, an interesting, wonderful cup of coffee that you had somewhere in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, boy, that's, you know, I get asked that a lot. Same with the fish fries. Where's the best fish fry in the state?
You've got a whole book full of the best ones, right?
Yeah. I think the best thing is to go to the book. I really, they are the cream of the crop. And I did research for 3.5 years and put a lot of miles on my little Celica going out to them. And I think if you go to the book and you find something near where you live, you'll find a winner.
Yeah. Are you working on another best of book?
Actually, right now, I did a children's book, and you mentioned it, Hiawatha Passing, and I want to do another children's book. That's my next thing, and I've got another book in the hopper that's come along. But I like both of them, but I really love doing children's books, and that's my next project.
Well, good luck with that, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Jeff Hagan, painter, writer, author of Brewed Awakenings, An Illustrated Journey to Coffee Houses in Wisconsin and Beyond. Thanks to Carmen Jackson and Leo Duran for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is The Ideas Network. And we want you to pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio and get more than one cup of coffee. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Cheryl Gasser, the Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. And Cheryl, we have this special thank you offer going on this hour, and those coffee mugs and coffee are going fast.
They're flying off the shelf. Mm. We have 30 pair left, and what happens this hour is you pledge $75 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we send you two Wisconsin Public Radio coffee mugs, along with a bag of 12-ounce coffee. It's the Wisconsin Public Radio Breakfast Blend. It is caffeinated and it is ground. It's a blend of light and dark roasted, fair trade, organic, shade-grown coffee. It comes from Bolivia and the Dominican Republic. It's from Just Coffee here in the Madison area. And our way of saying thank you to you, again, for a pledge of $75 a year or more. And the supplies are limited. I'm amazed, Ray. We've gone through, I don't know how many we've gone through so far this hour, but more than half.
Yeah. And when they're gone, they're gone. When those mm-hmm. mugs are gone, they're gone. So if you would like a couple of Wisconsin Public Radio mugs and the special Wisconsin Public Radio blend of coffee, and this is the reason you're pledging, it's not just for the stuff. You want to support Wisconsin Public Radio, and you want to help pay for the programming that you count on every day. You understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio. This is a non-commercial radio that depends on listener contributions from listeners like you. $75 a year or more, and we'll send you that coffee and mug thank you gift. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Not only do we want to give away all these coffee mugs, Cheryl, we want to raise, I shouldn't say we want to, we need to raise $9,000 this hour to stay on track during the pledge drive. And we, so far, with your help, dear listener, have raised $4,700 toward that goal.
And we've also heard from 20 brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio
this hour.
So thank you and welcome to the family. You know, there are some things in this world that we simply can't live without. Coffee is probably on your list, and I'll bet Wisconsin Public Radio is too. And this is a chance to combine your passions to support Wisconsin Public Radio and to pick up a pair of Wisconsin Public Radio coffee mugs along with a bag of Wisconsin Public Radio Breakfast Blend coffee for a pledge of $75 a year or more to 800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. But any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, and every pledge is appreciated.
That's right. And you don't have to limit yourself to $75. $10 a month, you'll also get the member benefit card, which is good for the two-for-one entrees at all those restaurants, including coffee houses around the state of Wisconsin, and lots of other benefits with the member benefit card. Or you might be someone who wants to pledge $100 a month and make a $1,200 pledge. You can do whatever you want to do. It all supports this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Your pledge goes to pay for things like Wisconsin Public Radio's telephone budget. Our budget is $155,000 a year. That goes to pay for the phone lines to bring the guests to you every hour and the phone lines to bring the callers into the conversation. You can help to support programming, to help support all the wonderful guests that you get a chance to talk to each day here on Joy's program with your pledge of support at any level, WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Thank you to Kathy in Madison, who called in a pledge this hour, and she wants to thank us for being there for her every day, all year, no matter what. Kathy, you're welcome, and thank you for listening and making your pledge this hour to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's right. We're here to keep you company, whether you're snowbound or homesick from work, or keep you company on that commute, or keep you company on your commute all over the state if you're traveling the state on vacation. We are Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are here for you. We are helped, you help pay for this service with your pledges during these pledge drives at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Also, thanks to Katie in Thiensville, who says, I enjoy listening on the way to work, and I call in frequently to give my opinion. Well, thanks very much, Katie, and your pledge helps a lot. Thanks.
Absolutely. 1-800-383-9772. Wisconsin Public Radio is radio worth listening to. It's radio worth supporting. And we're on the honor system here at WPR. You can listen without contributing, without ever contributing. But the only reason that we are here as strong as we are is because of listeners just like you who have decided to become listener contributors. One-third of our budget, one-third of our financial pie, so to speak, comes from listeners just like you. Imagine 20 minutes of Joy's show each hour not being there. That's what it would be like if we didn't have listener support. But we do, so our hour is complete. Our focus is broad, the variety of topics and guests, the chance to call in. It's wonderful, wonderful opportunity for you day in and day out, whether you're a listener, a caller, a member. But we hope that you will. Go to the phone now and make the choice, make the decision to become a financial contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to Jeremy in Wrightstown, who also called in a pledge this hour. He, too, wants to thank us for all the great programming. You make the trip to work and back something I look forward to every day. Well, thank you, Jeremy. And he says, if my family would let me, I would get rid of cable in favor of Wisconsin
wow.
Public Radio. Well, you know what? We don't mind sharing your attention. I'm glad, though, you have us, Wisconsin Public Radio, on your way to work and on your way back to work, and that you care enough and value the service enough to make a pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org to join listeners like Jeremy who want to help pay for this service.
And we only have 21 pair of those coffee mugs, those Wisconsin
wow.
Public Radio coffee mugs. They are flying off the shelf this hour. It would be great to have them all given away to wonderful listeners like you this hour for a pledge of $75 or more per year to Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll send you two Wisconsin Public Radio coffee mugs along with a 12-ounce bag of breakfast blend coffee, Wisconsin Public Radio's own blend. Our way of saying thank you to you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio at 800-383-9772.
And I want to thank everybody who's called in a pledge so far this hour, this drive, or is already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, almost $6,000 raised toward that $9,000 goal, which is absolutely wonderful. But five more minutes to go, five more minutes for you to be the next contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio to help us reach that goal and to help us give away, for your pledge of $75 or more, two of these coffee mugs and the 12-ounce bag of Wisconsin Public Radio morning breakfast blend. It's ground coffee, and yes, it is caffeinated coffee. I wouldn't have anything else. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
The fact of the matter is the more members we have, the more solid our financial base is, and that's exactly why we have Pledge Drive. To grow our membership base. A few times a year, we come to you on the air asking for your support, asking for your financial contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you are coming through for us this hour wonderfully. We only have 16 pair of those coffee cups left. If you'd like those for a pledge of $75 a year or more, call 800-383-9772 or go online to WPR.org and make a pledge.
Pam in Rubicon called in a pledge. Loves the service. Says, I recently retired and now have more time to listen throughout the day. I enjoy so many of your programs and I learn so much from them. Mm-hmm. Learn something new every day by listening to the news and the information programs on Wisconsin Public Radio. Enrich yourself by listening to the classical music and other entertainment programs on Wisconsin Public Radio and feel really good about supporting financially all of what you hear and value on Wisconsin Public Radio by making that pledge of any amount to 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online at WPR.org. Help us give away all of these coffee mugs and help us reach that $9,000 goal.
For a pledge of $75 a year or more, we will send you two pairs of Wisconsin Public Radio coffee mugs, 12-ounce bag of Wisconsin Public Radio breakfast blend. It's bright, it's bold, and a little nutty, just like we are here on the Ideas Network. And because Wisconsin Public Radio is one of your passions, make a pledge at whatever level feels right to you. WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Jan and Ripon, thank you for calling in your pledge. I love Wisconsin Wisconsin Public Radio, Jan says. Thank you for the in-depth, accurate, worldwide news coverage and for the news and information I can't find anywhere else.
Thank you, Jan.
Happy to do it, Jan, and thank you so much for your pledge. Now, how about you? How about $75 as a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio to help pay for this service? How about $10 a month, an ongoing gift to Wisconsin Public Radio that you can do via credit card or debit card or through EFT? How about $100 a year or $100 a month? It's that easy. You can pledge whatever you want, 1-800-383-9772. Just 1 minute to go, Cheryl, for this offer of the coffee mugs and the coffee.
1-800-383-9772 is the number. Go to your phone, make that call, pledge $75 a year or more, and we will send you 12 ounces of Wisconsin Public Radio's own breakfast blend coffee. It's caffeinated, it's ground, it's local, it's organic, comes from Bolivia and the Dominican Republic, and we'll also send you two of those Wisconsin Public Radio coffee mugs, just 10 pair left. So this is your last chance, I think, if you want to pick those up. Call in this hour. Making a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's such an important step, and it really does have a positive effect on what you hear on the radio. So thank you if you're already a member, but if not, we want to hear from you this hour.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Do it because you appreciate all the wide variety of guests and topics that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, everything from coffee houses to presidential politics. Your pledge helps pay for it. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. $75 or more, two mugs and a 12-ounce bag of special coffee comes your way. Thanks very much, Cheryl. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.